The thing is that you have a lot to do every single day. And sometimes it's jumbled in your brain, and sometimes it is just chicken scratched onto random pieces of paper. But I've got a solution for you here today, friend. Let's ditch the random to-do list. Let's ditch the trying to remember it all. I find for myself that if I can get it out of my brain, there's space for other things, and I can actually accomplish the things that I want to. And I have a sneaking suspicion you are very similar to me, and you have the same thing going on. How about if you had a daily chore checklist and all you needed to do was to write down everything one time, and then all you have to do is actually accomplish those tasks and check them off that each day? It's that simple to keep up with your daily chores, and I have created a list for you. You can get that for free over at littlebylittlehomeschool.com/daily-chores. And the bonus is that it's cute and you can hang it up on your refrigerator, and all you have to do is write down the tasks one time and each day check them off and watch yourself be able to free up some space in your brain to be able to put other things in, some other maybe more important things or just some more fun things. So head over to littlebylittlehomeschool.com/daily-chores or check out the link in the show notes for your daily chore checklist so you can get it all done in just one day at a time. Welcome to Little by Little Homeschool Podcast, where you'll learn tips and strategies that will empower you to home educate your children. I'm Lee Nguyen, a homeschool mom of over 12 years, which includes two graduates. When I started homeschooling, I was pretty much on my own and was desperate for encouragement and help. My mission is to be a source of encouragement and help to you. Whether you are just beginning your homeschool journey or you're deep into the homeschool lifestyle, Little by Little Homeschool wants to help you stay the course, because all the time you are investing into your children is completely worth it. If you're ready to take your homeschool to new levels, keep listening. To be honest, I'm a little hesitant to have written in the title of this episode the word busy, because I've struggled with that word and the busyness that I have created for my own life. I have come to the realization that busy is not a badge of honor, because a lot of us will say, oh, I'm just so busy, I'm just so busy. So just know that today, when I say busy, it's because it's full. I actually prefer the word full, to use that instead of busy, because the word busy means that you're just filling up your day with all kinds of things that maybe are inconsequential, that don't really matter. But as a homeschool mom, let's focus on, yeah, we can say the word busy, but our days are probably full. And truth is, I know your days are full. You've got education, you've got mothering, you've got meals. How many of those do you do every single day? And everything that goes along with getting food on the table. There's always laundry to do, and there is definitely always cleaning, and so on and so on. Your day is full, but there are some habits, there are some things that oftentimes homeschool moms let creep into their life, and we don't even always recognize it. And if we can ditch those habits, you'll begin to find that you have a little bit more space, you have a little bit more patience, you have a little bit more room in your brain to be able to focus and be in the moment with your kids. And the truth is that I am guilty of all five of these. And so I am pulling them from my own personal experience. However, I've also witnessed them in a lot of homeschool moms, and I've had a lot of homeschool moms admit to me these two. So I'm not picking on anybody. I am over here in the front row raising my hand saying, yep, I am, have been, and yeah, currently here and there still struggle with these habits that I know I need to ditch in order to get my homeschool and my relationships with my husband and my children just to a better place. And so the first place then, after I go through this list, is I want you then to admit, yeah, these are some habits I struggle with. And then let's get to the other side. Okay, so let's dive into the five habits that a busy, also known as full, homeschool mom needs to ditch today. The first one is something that I personally really noticed myself falling into again. This is one of those that just again and again and again, and we have to catch ourselves. And that is, the bad habit is our phone usage. It could mean checking it too often, which means that we probably don't have some parameters, we don't have some discipline when it comes to our phone and specifically maybe social media. And so it could also, though, be just the texting and the emailing and just everything, or games or books or who knows what, whatever it is on your phone that is distracting you. And I specifically talked about cell phone addiction for mom in episode 140. And so I encourage you that if this is something, as I'm talking, you're like, yeah, that's me, I encourage you to go and listen to episode 140. And I will link that in the show notes as well. Currently, I do not have social media on my phone. I realized that I was picking it up just in a bored moment of the day, in the middle of the day, here and there, way too many times during the day, just picking it up to see. And then all of a sudden, it might have just been 10 minutes. It could have been 30 minutes has gone by. And I could have used that time so much more profitably. And so I took it off because I was like, I have some projects, some things that I want to do, whether it is has to do with this podcast, it has to do with homeschool, it has to do with relationships with friends and wanting to get together with them and wanting more margin into my days so that I can do that. Also, home projects. I was just like, I have some things that I know I should be using my time better with. And therefore, what is taking up my time? Because I know I should have more time. And I realized it was my phone and just kind of hopping on and seeing things. So I took the apps off, deleted them. And if you are currently following me on, let's say, Instagram, then I will go on and I'll put something up at stories maybe, and then I take it back off. But then any other time, it's just during my work hours and I will reply to messages and that kind of stuff. And same with Facebook. I just am using it on my desktop and it's really not as much fun. So it keeps me from being sucked into it. So our phones, we don't realize. And if you're like, I'm not quite sure if I'm struggling with this, I encourage you to check the screen time on your phone. If you don't have the screen time turned on, you can go ahead and turn the screen time on. And then I feel like it might be an experiment that's not very truthful because you know that you're tracking it now. But either way, honestly, it doesn't matter. If it's going to keep you from being distracted from the bad habit of just picking up our phone to look at it, then that's okay. It doesn't matter what it is that's going to help us do that. But just know that it is a bad habit that a lot of us have and struggle with, is the picking up of our phones and checking on things. Whether it's text messages or you have something like a Voxer app or WhatsApp or games, whatever it is, what's distracting you and saying, you know what, there are other things that I should be doing right now. Doesn't mean that our phones and technology are all bad, but just putting some parameters on it. Maybe it's after the kids go to bed in the evening, but however, make sure you get that list of things done that I mentioned. Oh goodness, it was probably earlier this winter how I talked about getting your evening set and everything before you do anything like scrolling on your phone. So I'll link that episode in the show notes too. So the first bad habit that we need to ditch is the phone usage and how it is distracting and keeping us from things. Number two, and this is one I just was speaking to a mom about today, and it is thinking less of your day than you should. We have to remember that the tending to our children and the tending to our home is a very noble and worthy cause, and it's worth our time. And many days, we just think it's not enough. It's not enough that I am keeping my couple of children alive, that I am keeping the house from falling apart or being in too much of disarray. We think that that is not enough, but what if it is enough? And I know that you are a homeschool mom or you're thinking about homeschooling. And so that is an added thing onto it. And just know that if you are in a season where you have a bunch of little ones, or there is a season of sickness or illness or extenuating circumstances, and you're not quite getting to everything or anything at all, it's going to be okay. I promise you, there can be short seasons like that, and everybody will be okay in the end. But when we think too less of our days and we think, oh, well, I didn't accomplish much enough. I didn't do what I wanted to do. And we have to stop and think, well, okay, I had that list of cleaning that I wanted to do. Why didn't I get to it? Oh, wait a minute. It's because I had a sick child. So thinking of it in terms of that, why didn't you get to it, is thinking, well, because I was spending my time in other things. And those are okay. Tending to the sick child is more important than getting the house clean, which you will have time again for once your child is not sick again. At the end of the day, the way of breaking this habit and the way of retraining your mind is, at the end of the day, think about what you did do. Instead of focusing upon what didn't happen or what you didn't do, what you didn't get to, what if instead, as homeschool moms, we at the end of the day said, What did I do? Maybe even write those down. You'll be like, wow, we really did a lot today. Oftentimes, we'll stay so focused, our brains just immediately, especially as homeschool moms, go straight to, well, we didn't get far enough in the math lesson, and we didn't get this little project done, and I didn't make that phone call, and I didn't get this cleaned up. Stop and think, what did you do today? Well, you didn't get to all of the math lesson because maybe the reading was going really well, or everybody was really interested in something with history. And so you just decide, you know what? That was okay. We followed that interest, that rabbit trail that they wanted to go on, and we learned something we weren't expecting. So at the end of the day, think about what you did do and stop thinking less of your day and thinking that you did not do enough or you didn't do anything that was worthy enough. The third habit that I want to encourage you to ditch today is the skipping of the taking care of yourself. Specifically, what I mean is not eating enough, not getting all your meals in, not getting all your food in that you need each day, not getting the sleep that you need, not getting like the rest. Sometimes just taking a moment to rest while the kids are playing. Pick up a book, sit and rest. Maybe just sit there and look at them. Maybe just lay down on the couch and close your eyes. Who knows? You might fall asleep for a little bit. Maybe you're outside and just sitting and resting. So specifically, with this habit is that we often, as homeschool moms, we put ourselves last. I remember for way too long that it would come to mealtime and I wouldn't even make my own meal. The kids, I would make a meal for the kids and then I would just pick whatever was left over. And I'm sure it was not enough calories. It was not enough food for me, but it made me feel like I was full enough. And I wasn't focused on getting enough nutrition for myself. Because if we are not getting the nutrition that we really need, then we don't have the energy. We don't have the patience. We don't have the enthusiasm that we need each day at home with our children. And then there's sleep. I know that there are sometimes seasons of life where kids don't let you sleep all the way through the night. I feel like there was many years, very consecutive years, where I was like, what do you mean sleep through the night? I didn't think that was possible for anybody anymore. But when you can, get some good sleep. Maybe that means that you might have a kid up with a nightmare or someone who wet the bed or you have a baby that's nursing or a toddler that fell out of bed or there's always something. Maybe the possibility here is for you to get to bed earlier and it might take you, let's say maybe 9-10 hours to be able to get a 7-8 hour stretch of sleep. But thinking about how can you get some sleep? Maybe it's catching a little 15-minute nap in the afternoon while everybody has maybe a little bit of screen time or they're napping or they're just playing quietly in their rooms. But when we don't take care of ourselves, we don't get our sleep. Our fuse is very short and we're on edge. Tiredness is a real thing and it's something that can really push us over the edge. And the last one I mentioned a little bit already about was the rest and just taking some time to just sit and to breathe and to just be and just to realize we're alive and it's okay to just stop and look around. So the third habit to ditch today is the one that you're not taking care of yourself. The fourth habit to ditch today is not taking a few minutes at the end of every single day before a homeschool day. So this would be like Sunday through Thursday if you do a 5-day traditional school week. Is not taking a few minutes at the end of the day to set up your next day. It doesn't matter if you have a field trip the next day or co-op or activities, or it is just a straight homeschool day, or maybe it's a light homeschool day with a lot of time to play. Take the time in the evening to get things set up. Yourself tomorrow is thanking yourself tonight. I promise you that. It might only just take about 5 minutes. It's just maybe getting out some of the books. It's maybe just looking over some of the lessons. And this really depends upon the age of your kids, the season of life you're in, and the curriculum and resources that you have chosen. Maybe you're doing something that is more rigorous. And so you really should be a step ahead of the kids and thinking about what is it that they're going to be encountering tomorrow in their lessons so that you can be prepared. Maybe you have little kids and you're just kind of taking a step back. And this might include just setting up for the next day is just getting the toys and everything cleaned up from the day before in the living room so you can start off with a fresh slate. But the habit I want you to ditch today is that not taking the time to set yourself up for success tomorrow. The success that you are having tomorrow begins the day before. And the final the fifth habit of what to ditch today is having a day that is too crammed, one where there is no margin. You are just going from maybe lesson to lesson to lesson, and then to activity. And maybe it's now you're going to a swim lesson, now you're going to baseball practice, and now you have a church activity, and you have to go to the grocery store, and you have to drop this off at so-and-so's house, and everything. You got to pick up this Facebook Marketplace thing you want to buy, and there's just no margin. Now, that might sound a little bit extreme, but we can have days at home where there's no margin as well. Maybe there's no margin just for you. The kids might have a lot of margin, a lot of time to play and to just enjoy their day and to learn naturally by playing and being outdoors and being together. But your day might be too crammed. We can very easily overstimulate ourselves, overstimulate our kids, and we can very easily sign them up for everything. And now I'm not against signing them up for sports and different activities, whether it's at church or at the town league or at the homeschool league. You have to make the decision what is going to be enough, but not too much for your family just this season. As we are now heading into spring sports, stop and think, what do we have margin for? Maybe your winter, maybe your kids did a ton of winter activities. And you're like, you know what? We just need to take a step back. I'd like to enjoy the spring a little bit. And let's be very picky about what we get enrolled in and what we commit to and where we put our finances and our time. But again, the opposite could be true for you. Maybe you had a very quiet, slow winter and you're ready to get out there. You're ready to get your couple of kids into different sports teams and there's activities and there's maybe a theater, a drama club or something like that. Maybe there's a co-op that's going to be starting up again here soon. That's okay to do. But just look at right now, are you cramming it too much? Are you about to have another baby and you're thinking, I have four other sports teams to keep up with? It might be a time to just kind of pull back. It's okay for your kids to have more margin. It's okay to be home more than other families are. That really is okay. There might be a season where you decide to be out more, or it just might be a part of your family culture for you to be at home more and to have that margin. So the fifth habit that I want you to ditch today is having your days too crammed, having a to-do list, having things that's just way too long that just is not physically possible for anyone to do. It's not even maybe physically possible for you to do without homeschooling your kids. And now you're homeschooling your kids and you're trying to do all of those things. So really look and add some margin, because when we're running so tight on time from one thing to another, that's when meltdowns occur. That's when kids are not cooperative. And that's where some fractures in relationships and things that can come up. And we don't want that. That's what we're trying to avoid. And there isn't that we Because homeschooling allows us the opportunity to teach our kids how to function in life and how to get out the door. But let's also be reasonable and be reasonable about the season and the age of your kids and their personalities as well. If you are looking for just a daily chore checklist, I mentioned earlier in this episode that I've got one for you. Not that I want you to add too much. I definitely don't want you to do habit number five, where you're cramming too much into the day. But just really think. Instead of having to remember, oh, I have to feed the dog, or oh, we have to take the garbage out, or oh, I need to wipe down the kitchen table. Whatever it is, you can very easily write this on this daily chore checklist. And it's absolutely free for you at littlebylittlehomeschool.com/daily chores. You can go ahead and download that, print it out, and get started today so that you don't have to remember all of these things. You can just take a look at your list and go ahead and check them off and go from there. And that is definitely a win-win for homeschool moms. And this is a good habit to add to your day. Thank you for listening, friend. I'd love to connect with you more. You can find social media links in the show notes and share this episode with a friend who could use a boost to her homeschool. See you back here real soon.